from the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Well, thank you very much. I have my butt all iced up, so I'm ready to go here. Nothing like an icy butt. This is Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. December 12th, I can get it. I was thinking warm there. December 12th, 2017, Open Phone Friday. This Friday, we're going to take some time off for the Christmas thing, probably next week, if things work out. Jennifer Daniels will be back in January. I've been getting emails about her. She's a great doc out of Panama that's on the last week of the month, and she's traveling in India. So yeah, she's not going away. She's coming back. Thursday, Dr. Chris Held, she's in San Antonio, and she's really a maven on this whole government entwinement with insurance and politics and pharmaceuticals and privacy. She's really cool, and she'll be here on Thursday to tell you about her research and some of the proposals coming up that she's very concerned about, privacy-wise and medical things and, you know, planet Earth stuff. And then also on Thursday, a doc who has written a book called Why Your Children Are Getting Sick, and she's a very strong researcher in the world of genetically modified organisms and you know, stuff like that. Tomorrow, Andrew Goss in the Real World of Money. Andrew's here every Wednesday, longtime friend of mine, 25 years, and probably the word of the day, will be bubble tomorrow. Bitcoin just surpassed Tulip Mania. You may have heard about Tulip Mania, where people were actually spending massive amounts of money on tulips back in the 1600s. There was actually a movie about it recently, and they did it. And the only reason people were buying tulips is because people were buying tulips, and they were like exorbitant. I mean, it's just like, you know, paying it in today's money like $1,000 or $10,000 for a tulip just because people were buying them. That was in the 1600s. Well, Bitcoin has officially surpassed that with the amount of rise that it has made. So it's like the number one bubble in history right now. So the stock market is in the biggest bubble ever. The bond market is in the biggest bubble ever. The pension funds are in the biggest bubble ever. Yep, and the biggest, I think, $4 to $5 trillion in the red, public and private pension funds around the world. That's not going to end well. And debt is over $20 trillion and going up every year. So it'll be fun tomorrow to talk about some things and how to possibly protect yourself and also to not outlive your money, which is pretty easy to do these days with the technology that we have and the consciousness we have about staying youthful for a long, long, long time, if you believe in time, which we don't around here. Next hour, Brandon Amalani, he's a good friend. He has an outrageous company where they're doing 50-year-old ginseng with sake, and it's from, I mean, just out of control. I mean, if you want to talk about some amazing handcrafted, I mean, small batches, literally small batches. I mean, he literally has small batches. I mean, that's a marketing thing. So we're going to talk to Brandon. We promote his products, and we'll do that next hour. So first up this morning, sorry for the lengthy introduction, but I just got, carried away, is a young man that I have known for many years. His name is Dr. Kieran Kirkendall. He's a chiropractor, and he was working out of Austin for a long time. And he was the kind of guy that was always looking for, you know, new improvement in his work, in his practice with his patients. I just remember I did some work with him years ago, and he was always off on a weekend thing to learn about this, seminars, I guess they call them, seminars about this and that. He has thousands of hours in the fields of functional medicine, postdoctoral, I mean, just thousands of hours, quantum neurology, applied kinesiology, cutting-edge nutritional interventions, laser therapy. I remember, too, from his office of years gone by, he had all these fancy, he would invest in all these crazy, wonderful German machines, and he was always looking, always looking, always looking. Well, it turned out about a year ago, he says, I'm out of here, and he'll tell you the story, and because after 40,000 people, he felt like, I don't know, maybe people aren't really getting as well as I would like, because I got to figure out what's going on. And he's been traveling around the world for the last year, and he's still traveling, and he's making a stop in Austin, and he's here this morning. Dr. Kirkendall, Dr. K, we call him. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Nice to be here with you.
Nice to be anywhere these days, Doc. Isn't it above ground?
Yeah. You know, and as you were introducing me there, just with all of the things that I had done in the past, I realized, and none of that is working enough. You know, I was just thinking, like, all of those things, and still it comes back to something beyond the diagnosis. So that was what I was thinking with the introduction.
Yeah. Well, I really respect the fact that you came to that conclusion and didn't just continue. You know, I suspect you were making a good living. You're always busy, right? And just continue to do what you do. But so what was it? Was it, talk about your experience of getting to that point of what's really going on?
Sure. Well, as I tell this story, however it comes out, I want you to put yourself in that situation, because I feel like that's the power of this story, is that this is the human story, this is the human journey. And sometimes in life, you are sculpting your whole life to be an architect, a biochemist, a teacher, a mother, a student, and then somewhere along the way, life is somehow along the way. I thought that it was certain, and you planned, and you went to college, and you did these things, but then the heart starts to speak, or something inside of you shifts, or as you grow as a doctor, or as a teacher, or as a student, you learn more, and you say, I don't know if this same path that I've been on now with this new knowledge, right, is where I need to be going anymore. And so I decided to be a bit of a trailblazer in my own life, which means in order to cut trails for yourself in your own life, you kind of got to pull out your machete and start, cutting things away that are no longer serving you. Mm-hmm. And that's a scary move for a lot of people, especially today when I think we're just trying to hold it together. You're sitting here talking about the blockchain this morning, right, and how it hit a hype bubble. And, you know, and people are just kind of like, they don't know what to do. It's like, don't move, just keep everything status quo. Everything's going to be fine. But I think deep inside, a lot of people know that it doesn't feel okay. There's a tremendous stress on the heart. There's a tremendous stress on our families and just on our entire environment. And I knew, look, there's been 108 billion people that have lived and died on this planet. Look this up on Wikipedia. Blow your mind. I never thought it could be that possible. But 108 billion people have lived and died. There's roughly 7+ billion on the planet now, or whatever the number is currently. And how much value does my life really, really have? And we get really into how much value and how important we are. But there's people coming and going every day from this planet. And I said, you know what? I'm going to experiment with my human story, with my life, and say, I want to try something different and go for what my heart's asking me to do. Even though the identity is good, I had a community, I had a loving girlfriend that I knew was no longer fulfilling one another. We're very close friends because it was done very honorably and respectfully. And I cut away the money and the identity, and it was not easy. It was not easy. And for a lot of us that are feeling and hearing our heart speak, calling us to do something else, it's also not easy. And, honor that.
So I really get what you're saying. And I know that our listeners do. We talk a lot about these kinds of things on the air. But on the pure physiological level, we have listeners around the world, and we've all been through it, where we've taken a lot of supplements, and we go to some people, and they do kinesiology and whatever, right? And we're seeing that it's so much more. You know, I mean, is it taking holistic to a whole nother level? Is what you're trying to look for in your future and help people?
Yeah, I think it's. For me, I knew that I was going to be one of those patients because I had seen 40,000 patient visits in the office, and 40, they're coming in.
40,000.
40,000. Yeah. I look back at myself and I'm like, who was that guy? Just a year ago. I'm like, how did I do that? Like, and it's okay to change in your life, you know? And I knew that I was hearing this call and feeling a lot of discomfort. So it was like the consciousness or the feeling of being ripped in half, of wanting so much something, but also, well, I've really got the groove set in my life this way. So I took action. I did the thing, right? It was an amazing journey. I'm so grateful for it. And it showed me a deeper level of healing, which is there is, you know, beyond all of this stuff, like all the autoimmune disease, I see so much autoimmune exploding in this country. Hmm. And I mean, Patrick, you having this radio show, you know it. You've heard the doctors talk about it. Yeah. And at the very, very core of autoimmune disease is rejection of self. If we want to be really simple, and it's rejection of your own inner calling, your own inner heart. Hmm. And we're not going to have a lot of fancy looking guys with ties and white coats that are probably going to agree on that. But I think if you feel into that, like fully rejecting what it is you want in your heart and going the direction away, I think will make sense of where a lot of people start to even get sick.
So do you think, my conjecture is, and what do you think about this, that soul will actually create imbalances in their body, or what we call dis-ease, to help them to wake up so they can change?
That's a good theory as any. I mean, I proclaim all I know is that I don't know, but I think all of those are very likely,
just
very
a theory.
Possible.
That's just a theory, yeah.
Yeah, and like, well, I mean, I say it's like a great one, you know, like the way I kind of look at it, and I love this concept through Gary Zukav. I love that author. He's fantastic. Did a lot of work with Oprah over the last 20 years, that guy. And he talks about the university of the soul, you know, how, whether you believe that or not, we're on Earth and we're living these experiences, and they're either lessons in fear or lessons in love, right? Like a textbook. And if you choose to live your life that way, for me, it's really helped me, because it's like, okay, something really bad or important or triggering has come up. What is the lesson that I need to choose to learn? And you can grow that way. And I like that concept as well, something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you find yourself talk about your feelings about these 40,000 patients in the last years and doing all the work you did with them and the results? Did you have a lot of good results? I mean, did you have people get totally well and just walk away and say, thank you, Dr. K, you're cool, I'm out of here? I mean, did you have those cases?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've had, I am so grateful and so blessed. And the work that a lot of doctors do a lot of times is, you know, they're very, very hurried. And in my office, it was a very busy office, but also had a lot of time to get to know people. I got to know people on a very human, on a very close level. And these patients were very much, the way I looked at it was kind of like the practice was my wife and the patients were my children. It was everything to me. It was my love, my passion, my obsession.
Yeah.
And when I left the practice, I shredded 25 banker boxes full of files that are outdated, you know, that you can shred after they're 8 years old or more. And shredding that was such an emotional process. I sat there and watched the shredder, this big machine, just shred through it. And I just cried. And, you know, I've seen really miracle after miracle after miracle in the office. And here's the thing, folks, these aren't miracles. It's really not a miracle to have people have really powerful remissions and shifts and totally feeling better if you get to the core by combining the work with emotion and neurology and all of the fancy stuff we know and just helping them get to the core of what their pain is. It's not rocket science. As a matter of fact, if people don't get better in that office, I would be really concerned something much deeper is going on, like bad, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dr. Kieran Kirkendall is with us, if you care to join us. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. So in your experience, do you, I guess it's different for everybody, so this is probably not a black or white question, but what kind of effects do you think that we have with taking a particular herb? Let's just take a silly kind of an idea, like we've been told that maybe anger hangs around in the liver on some level, and so you do milk thistle or liver cleanses or whatever. How far deep in the liver do you think you can get with your experience with people if the emotional, spiritual stuff, Doc, are not looked into?
Oh, it's missing everything. It's just like, I'm trying to think of a good analogy, but I like to, well, I mean, the Chinese medicine theory is like circling the dragon. If they have an issue with anger, right, they're going to look at, yeah, supporting the liver, but also doing other things that are going to be adjuncts. So they're going to use acupuncture or use different points. And they try to support the liver. But the reality is if you have anger, the anger is a symptom of something deeper. And it's usually a symptom, as you know, of, you know, deep pain or deep hurt or deep rejection. So what I really have people do, and we go way beyond this, but have them actually go into that pain that they're rejecting or that they don't want to experience and acknowledge, hey, it's okay. It's totally, this is a part of me that was deeply, deeply rejected. This is a part of me that was deeply, deeply hurt, and allow people to go in there. I have a process that I do with people, and I've been doing for the last year, for, you know, been very intensely on this journey that has opened me up. And so we can take people much further when we go into those realms of the emotional field. But the trick is that they have to do the work. It's like getting on the treadmill. Everybody, oh yeah, I got it. I need to love myself. Yep. We definitely need to do that.
Love, you know, and forgive myself, right? Love,
yeah. Yeah, you know, yeah, I deeply love and forgive myself. I listen to Abraham Hicks, you know, I stand on my head and I do all of these things. And I love Abraham and I love all of that.
Sure,
but I'm saying, the actual work is the work, you know, and, you know, the supplement is kind of dancing around the outside. It's like, man, all you got to do is at the end of this thing, you're staring yourself right in the mirror. It's like you and the thing, and the diagnosis and the medicine thing of making all of these things, oh, depression is a disorder and a medical issue. And sometimes it truly is, you know, it's not black and white. And so maybe you need the supplement, maybe in that rare case, you need a pharmaceutical, you know, there is those times, and thank God for those drugs when you need them, they're life-saving when you need them. But there's also the part of like that deep down empty well of like, you know, I just don't feel love for myself, or my father never felt love for me. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Dr. Kuykendall is with us. You spell it Kuykendall, chiropractor, and a lot of other things. His website is lifeempowered.com. We put up a video that you have on your website on our front page this morning. So I hope that's okay. And you all can watch that after the show, after Brandon's on, a little bit later on, get a better idea what the work that Dr. K is doing. If you care to join the show, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. We'll get into Dr. K's, where he's been the last year, what he did. We'll see if he went down and took some frog medicine and threw up. Have you heard people are doing that somewhere in Brazil? It's crazy. Anyway, and so we'll do that right after we sell a few things here. And this is how we promote this is how we support ourselves and do our house payment and stuff, is we promote products. We're very particular. I mean, you can't believe how many products we've not taken on that people wanted us to promote it, just because I'm so anal sphincter about it. There's, you know, most of the things we do, I guess now are all foods, superfoods. We don't have a lot of, you know, just individual supplements. Not that taking magnesium is a bad thing. Sometimes it's good. We have some things in our store, but we really like the One World Whey, the grass-fed whey protein. It's a wonderful, wonderful company. Surthrival, of course, we've been involved with Surthrival for probably 7 or 8 years. Daniel Vitalis with the colostrum, the pine pollen, the elk velvet antler, Shaga and the Rishi, and, you know, the Myron glass, and the dual extraction, the Shaga and the Rishi, and wonderful. I mean, just incredibly creative and high quality products. And then Brandon, who'll be here next hour with Shen Blossom. And you've heard me talk about the way he's doing things. And And where do you hear about the small batches? I mean, he's going to be coming out with some products where he's going to only have enough for 50 people. I mean, that's what this is. It's out of control what he's doing. Brandon's also involved with this Blue Shield, which is an incredible technology out of Australia to just plug it in and go out about 300 yards around. And it really does a good job with electromagnetic fields. I think one of the best out there. And it's called the Blue Shield. And you can look at that on One Radio Network. And then the Aloe, I just ordered another 2 gallons, or 1 gallon, 2 half gallons last night. It'll be here in a couple of days. And then the colloidal silver, which is the monatomic silver from Gary Hanna in Austin. So, I mean, just a lot of really nice things. That's not all of them. The rebounder, we have a special on that. But here's the sulfur, a little bit on the sulfur that we've been promoting for years. Previously with Stephanie Seneff, PhD, research scientist with MIT, on her work with glyphosates, GMO, and sulfur.
I know you really care about sulfur, and so do I. You know, I really think sulfur is crucial for health, and that we have a massive problem with sulfur deficiency in this country. One of the proteins that I found that is disrupted by glyphosate, because it has an essential glycine, is sulfotransferase. That's a protein that moves sulfate from one molecule to another. But it's really, really important to be able to do that.
And why wouldn't it be able to do it? Because the glyphosate disrupts the natural sulfur cycle in our body?
The cell won't be able to defend itself with sulfate if it can't put the sulfate there. And of course, glyphosate chelates sulfurs.
A perfect storm in the challenges department, perhaps, but we're getting creative. So we know that we've been low on sulfur for years because of the chemical fertilizers, and now the GMO thing, which is disrupting the sulfur cycle. And we know with sufficient amounts of sulfur in the body, it's the natural way that the body gets these heavy metals, for example, mercury and mercury sulfate, out of the body, if we have enough sulfur. Click and order sulfur today on OneRadioNetwork.com. And keep in mind, and you can look at the sulfur testimonial page, we've had, I don't know, probably thousands now, this many years, people that have said to us, well, not the dreams, but a lot, or probably several hundred, that when they start getting on this sulfur, they remember more of their dream experiences. How that works, why that works, I don't have any idea. I could make something up, but I don't know. But it's, as you know, if you listen to our show, that I know that the dream experiences are real, and we are out of our body at night, and that's where we go, and we go play. So the more you remember your experiences, the more you can learn from them. But that doesn't mean that if you don't remember them, that doesn't mean you're learning, because we're always learning 24/7, but that's another story. Anyway, you can remember more of your dreams, maybe, because some people report that by getting some of the sulfur. OneRadioNetwork.com. More on the GMO thing on Thursday that I mentioned to you.
From the Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. Barry Manilow? Holy cow. What got into my engineer doing the music this morning? Well, a little bit of Barry. You'll be fine. You can open up your collar, you know, and just, you know, put a gold chain around your neck and have a scotch and soda.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl with yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down her there. She would merengue and do the cha-cha. And while she tried to be a star, Tony always tended bar across the crowded floor. They worked from 8 till 4. They were young and they had each other. Who could ask for more at the Copa? Copa Cabana.
Good morning. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
Well, Dr. K doesn't get much better than gluten-free Oreos and Barry Manilow, I tell you.
Nope.
That's right.
Get your that.
Gluten-free Pop-Tarts and Barry Manilow. That's what gets your day going, won't it? That's hilarious.
Right out of the oven.
Yeah, right out of the oven. That's right. Dr. Kirkendall. So a year ago, you said you just got the call and you talked about it and you shredded your stuff and you and your girlfriend got a you thought you're going to be just friends, right? And friends, and you're going to be out of here. So where'd you go? And what were you, where'd you go? And how did you even figure out where you're going to go?
Well, that was the thing, is I was like, okay, I'm going to just surrender to this whole thing. And if I do just a year of just surrender and listening to where my heart wants me to go and follow that like a compass, you know, let's see what happens. I don't know what, I have no idea.
Excuse me, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, it's like, and back to commercial.
No, Barry just kept wanting to keep on singing. I had to shut
Barry's like, let's keep going. Let's keep. And so I said, you know, what is it like to follow the compass and to just follow your heart? A lot of people don't get that opportunity. And I realize a lot of people have families and, you know, sure, mortgages, all these kids and stuff. And so I was like, you know, I'm going to take this 1 year and just see what happens. So I went and I said, where do I want to go? And where I wanted to go actually was not where I was called to go. So I went against my will to because I was really like, I could feel it. It's like, you're supposed to go here. And I'm like, I could go anywhere. But I was called to Costa Rica. And I can tell you a story about that. But I was called to Mexico. I worked in Guatemala. So I just worked on different local tribes and indigenous people as I went and just helped local villages. And there I was thinking I was helping people, and the reality was is me just opening up to being in the flow and really loving and working with people as I met them was the biggest blessing for myself. You know, it's just the biggest teacher.
Oh, so you actually found indigenous people in these places, and as a medical person, you kind of helped them with herbs and stuff like that?
Well, no. I mean, for example, when I was in Mexico, I was up in the Zapotec Mountains at about 11,000 feet. And this is a group of people that thousands of years ago, you know, fled the Incas and fled into the Zapotec Mountains very high up to escape, you know, being eliminated by all the war and stuff. And this young boy had been in a fight with another kid in town, and he was kicked in the head. You know, it's a very, very, very poor area, you know, very far removed from our Western world with Whole Foods and Amazon, you know. And this kid has no medical care. He's in a hospital for 6 months. He almost dies. He's paralyzed on the opposite side of his body, completely, his face and everything. And I meet him after he'd been back in his home, this basically a shed on the side of a cliff, and he's paralyzed, and I worked on him. We did work with his facial nerves, and within a 20-minute treatment, he was smiling at his father, and he actually had some movement in the face, which is really medically unheard of. And by the end of I only worked with him for that hour, he was actually able to get up and into his own wheelchair that night, and I showed the family how to do some rehabilitation for the child. And now, you know, he's 20, and now he's walking normally, his hands work fully. I mean, everything has come back. And, you know, you never know who you're going to be a blessing to, or really who's going to be a blessing to you when you start to follow that heart. And that's why I did it this year.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting how spirit hooked you two up, and you both needed each other, isn't it? And now that's a miracle. You know, that's, to me, those are miracles, you know. Wow, man. So, I guess you can conjecture, but do you suspect, I would just think that the love and the care and that the attention you gave this little boy was a big part of that.
Well, it's a huge thing. And the reason I'm saying this is not about yay me, because honestly,
of course,
if you have clinical, you know, it really isn't. This is about you as an individual. And maybe you don't need to do this in your own life, where you get up and you quit your job and you quit your life. You know, it doesn't have to look like that to be a trailblazer. It could be just the way you show up to the clerk, or the way you show up to somebody who looks really, there's a lot of people and a lot of pain in this world. And you can walk around and give love and share your heart with people, and it heals people. And whatever that is it's music, or it's written word, or just holding space, that's another form of powerful medicine holding for people.
You know? How did you know where these different tribes and places were, like in Costa Rica? I mean, how did you find them?
Well, in Costa Rica, there's not going to be so much of a tribe, but in Guatemala and Mexico, there's certain areas that we know to go, or I have friends that have been there. That was one way. But can I tell you another short story?
Sure, whatever. We have lots of time. Yeah, whatever you want.
Well, this was the thing. I was like, okay, God, I really don't want to go to Costa Rica, but it was very clear. It's like I can feel that pull. Get a strong yes.
Wait a minute, your internet is cutting. Your internet's cutting out a little bit, so slow down a little bit and get right to that mic. I think when you get a little, okay, go ahead, Costa Rica.
Yeah, hopefully, Yeah. So I very much felt in my body that I was supposed to go to Costa Rica. And so I went against my will, knowing that I was supposed to go there. I landed there. And my mentor, who's actually from France, calls me while I'm in Costa Rica and says, "Hey, Kieran, I'm in Costa Rica. I wanted to let you know that I love you." And I was like, "I'm in Costa Rica, Colette. Where are you?" And she was also in the same town, less than a minute away from me.
Wow.
Totally unplanned. Yeah, this is a very dear friend of mine. So we went around, her husband and I, and we went all over the country, had an amazing time. And she dropped me off in this tiny little village called El Castillo. And El Castillo, I didn't know anything about it. And I got out of the car and I was like, this part of my life is called walking, because all I have is a backpack. Like, I've been reduced to just very limited, humble experience here, which is, I guess, I got what I wanted. And I met this man named Mikey, who had been in tremendous pain and basically left his life in California and decided to move into the mountains, up way up in the hills. And he was basically very depressed and he was going to kill himself. And so he made a prayer that he would, God, show me a sign that it's okay for me to forgive myself for what I've done. And I met him and we ended up on a canoe together in the middle of this gorgeous lake. And he says, "You're that sign that it's okay for me to forgive myself." And I said, "Mikey, how am I that sign?" He's like, "Well, I live in a jungle and I made a prayer. And here it is, a week later, less than a week, you're sitting in this boat telling me it's okay to forgive myself. And even on top of that is my ex-wife's name, the one that all of this pain had been around. Her name is Kieran." So he's like, "For a man that lives in the jungle, that's a miracle to me."
Yes.
And he just cried. And so the long answer to that was, you know, by listening to the compass, it just took me to the next place that I needed to go and work. And then it took me to the next place. And this man that was in the boat with me, Mikey, and had this amazing epiphany for himself, said, "Man, you need to meet Nico." And I met this man named Nico. And this is where we're opening the academy of the next phase of my entire life. Started in the place that I actually didn't want to go, but was called to go. And by acting on the heart, now it begins, you know. And so we have 100 acres out there in beautiful Costa Rica to work with as an educational place.
Oh, and you're going to do an actual physical academy and then work with people via Skype around the world.
Yes, as well. Yeah, and have people out for really, really powerful, deep work. Mm-hmm, and it's so important to connect them to the land and take people out of the busyness of life in the city. And for those that can't do that, we do work over the phone with people, which
that's
is fantastic.
Great. Dr. Kieran Kirkendall, that reminds me of the old saying about you want to make God laugh, tell her your plans, you know.
Yes, true.
It's good. Tell her your plans. You ended up the spot that you said you didn't even want to go.
Oh man, and I love it. I really do.
Yeah. I hear it's quite beautiful down there. Huh?
Oh yeah. I mean, I love Costa Rica. I was just thinking, oh, this journey should look like this, and it should be more magical than just somewhere next to the United States, you know. And but it's like, oh, we have plans for you. Surrender, you know. Just let you know.
Yeah. But I really appreciate what you said about, because of course most of our listeners this morning are not in a situation where they can just drop everything and just, you know, do a roundabout. But I think what you said is really key, if you don't mind, is this idea that by following your heart, or I would say who we are as soul, no matter where we are, what we're doing, you know, like just going to the store or helping a neighbor or whatever we really feel is important, it's the same thing, isn't it? It's in the flow, and spirit is going to take us just where we need, and just where both people need to connect and do something together.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes. It's in those moments.
Doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter whether you're in Costa Rica or, you know, the plains of Nebraska, connecting with a corn farmer that needed to say, "Really, GMOs? You don't think they're bad?" You know, something. You know what I'm saying? It's just, wow. Pretty fun. 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. This is a great question, and I was going to ask it and see my listeners are cool. Jessica writes in, you mentioned before the show and yesterday that Dr. Kirkendall used to buy a lot of these different machines, and I see a lot of these for sale on the internet, some of them very expensive. Has he ever found some of these various machines, technologies that really worked? That is a great question, because people buy a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah, they do. Well, I've always loved the laser therapy devices. Mm-hmm. Those are fantastic, and especially if you're using them functionally, meaning there's a technique called melt or muscle elongation technique that you can use to actually melt and elongate muscles much, much faster because you're sending a neurological stimulation in there. I really love the laser therapy device. There's a lot of them, so sure. I don't want to get into that.
Different technologies, but actually lasers, and many of them do work if you get the right ones.
I've seen a lot of great things with the laser therapy. I've seen a lot of great things with even sound type technologies. Uh-huh. I'm not going to say the name, but using different frequencies to actually use oscillation on cells and affect physical matter. I mean, it all is vibration, folks. It all comes down to the electromagnetic field, and that Roy G. Biv you see in the center of electromagnetic field, if you took a 6-foot diagram of like all of the electromagnetics of X-rays and radio frequencies and cell phone and red and far infrared, the visible spectrum of light in that 6-foot example would be 1/38th of an inch. It's a sliver of what we see as reality, right? That makes up our physical reality. And there's a lot of other frequency going on outside of that all the time. This is how your cell phone works. This is how we're communicating now. And understanding that it is an electromagnetic universe, that we can work within those things using cutting edge science that's always coming out more. I've seen a lot of really neat stuff with those types of equipment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So herbs and different supplements and those things, they're all a vibratory thing as well, right? They're all vibrating at a certain frequency.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And if I've worked a lot with different shamans around the world and different types of indigenous people, and you'll ask them, how did you know to take, cat's claw for this? Or how did you know to take, this medicine for that? And it's like, it told us, And they'll literally tell you, it told us, it guided us, and they listened to the forest. And that is a very far removed concept for the Western world because we were never brought up with that concept. But that concept actually exists out there, folks. And my thing here is not to convince you, because that's really not my intention. But if you start to listen and open yourself up to that frequency available, there is so much beyond the normal human go to work, pay your taxes, eat at Chipotle, watch Netflix, and repeat. That is what most people's lives have become, and I really want to shake people out and say it's okay to follow your heart if that is what it's calling you.
Rinse and repeat. Patrick Timpone, yeah. Dr. Kieran Kirkendall, OneRadioNetwork.com. His website, again, is lifeempowered.com. You can look at a video on the front page, as we say. Did you come across any kind of cool techniques or systems? Like, I've heard of people now, they're going somewhere and they're doing something with a poison frog. Have you heard about this one?
Well, I mean, there's different types of stuff like that. There's
where they're
combo.
They're actually taking a little injection of a frog and you throw up, and then people are doing things like ayahuasca and throwing up. And did you experience any of that kind of stuff around the world?
Well, I certainly have, yeah. So these are ancient medicines, and I didn't know we were getting into this conversation, but I'm go wherever it'll take us. So those kinds of medicines are, this is what, the medical world would say, those aren't medicines. Let's take those people and wipe them out and throw them in jail for calling it a medicine,
Sure.
Which is, let me assure you, these are medicines of the consciousness, and they are very real, and they are not to be joked around with. They are literally, they're entheogens. So they're not psychedelics.
Say that word again.
Entheogen. So it's like theos.
Entheos. Okay, entheos.
Yeah, entheogen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so when you work with those types of medicine, very quickly you're going to realize that it's a very, very real realm, and that you are opening yourself up to a very, very different spiritual realm. Some people are going to be for that. Some people are against it. I'm not here to be a proponent or, mm-hmm. against sure. it either way. But I will tell you, for me and the people that I have seen use it, it is a rocket ship for your consciousness, because it is going to open you up. Once you see, you cannot unsee. And I told some of the shamans, we did a little documentary down there about this, and I told one of the shamans, I don't know that you realize what you're doing, because in a beautiful way was what I mean. I was giving him like just a real honorable thank you, is people are coming from all over the Western world that are sick, not only in their bodies, but in their consciousness. And they're I went there with my best friend who was going to kill himself. And this young guy, and he didn't have a medical issue. I'd worked with him for years, and he's my best friend. He had a deep, deep sense of rejection from his father not loving him, and he could not receive love. He was like sitting at the side of a well, and he couldn't drink from this well of love, right? And this medicine opened him up, and he was able to deeply, profoundly heal himself. And he's doing amazing things in the world, and he's giving his gift now, and he's coaching, and I'm proud of him. But yeah, but don't do it because it's there. Do it if it calls to you. Find the right people. They'll find you. Mm-hmm. And it's a really amazing thing.
Wow. So there are things going around the world that are helping people. But the individual soul must, I guess, be careful of what they're doing and where they're going and what they're going to try and take responsibility for whatever happens.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you know, again, I'm not for or against that stuff. But what I'm saying is, for the people that are called to that, it's very ancient. This and we've forgotten it, and we really separated ourselves from the earth and from natural law when we started to build concrete and wear, you know, we wear these tight clothings and a tie dipped in chemicals. And it's like, well, why do we do this? And it's like, well, that's just what we do now. And it's like, this is what's normal. But I think a lot of humans in the Western world are like, we're raising our children to like, hey, little Billy, you wear blue shirts and Sally wears yellow, pink. And it's like, eggs and breakfast is for bacon. And it's like, we got on this idea that this is how it's supposed to be. And we just kind of got this machine moving. But now the machine is really churning and lots of happenings in the economy and education in the world. And people are feeling a deep inner angst. And then they come into my office and say, you know, my doctor, let's run some tests, give me a supplement, let's fix it. And it's like, I think there's something much deeper here, folks. And that's why I feel such a call to open up something deeper, to go deeper for people.
Yeah. And I would just like to throw in my opinion, nobody listens to me, but my opinion that there are ways to visit these other realities as soul without anything stronger than water. So you don't have to go, you know, you don't have to go to some jungle. I mean, but,
yes,
you know, it's not good or bad, but some people do it because it's their experience that they need, but it's not necessary. We don't need anything, in my opinion, except who we are as soul and our, you know, so whatever that's worth.
I agree.
Do you agree?
I agree. And I just want to say one thing is like, yeah, that medicine for the people that want it, it's there and out there and all that. But I'm saying really the deepest work and the real master is the one that brings it into the world. It's not the next ceremony and the next ayahuasca and the next toad or whatever. It's really the work that you're doing. Like, how do you show up in your life?
Yeah.
And it's hard to show up in your life powerfully if you don't deeply and profoundly love and forgive yourself.
Wow. Well said, Dr. Kirkendall. Here's an email, no name, but I'll just read it. I agree that emotions affect the body's health. In his experience, what has Dr. K seen to be most effectively to help relieve deep-seated, almost congenital anger or depression?
Yep, and I love that word, congenital anger and depression, because let me tell you, when I got to Scotland, a lot of these parts of the world, I started to realize had different medicine waiting for me, meaning I'm throwing this word medicine around a lot,
right?
Lots of medicine everywhere, but like an experience with somebody or an environment or can actually be something very, very impactful on your being. That's what I mean. And what I realized I'll keep it short. What I realized with this is one of the best things you can do. There's all these techniques. I've learned them all. Patrick, I'm sure you know all of them as well. And all your listeners are very, very educated. Is the one most powerful thing I've found that I do every morning and usually even evening now is I do meditate. That's important. But one of the simplest things is if you're busy and you got kids screaming, take 5 minutes and just do what I call love push-ups. And you just lay there on your back in your bed and you just actually feel love for yourself. And you'll start to... And if you really do this and get on the treadmill and do the workout for 5 minutes, you'll actually feel a lot of times your body resists like this is silly. So I want you to love that space. oh, this is dumb, I got stuff to do. I want you to love the one that's impatient, you know? And then you're like, I can't believe I'm having to do this. I'm embarrassed. And you're just sitting there by yourself. And it, all we're doing is trying to love ourselves. And you'll, all this stuff will come up. So just love yourself. And whatever does come up, love that. And ask it a question like, hey, it's okay. And just welcome these parts of you in. They're all part of you. And I feel like it's one of the biggest things. I mean, there's certainly other things I teach that I feel a lot of times love is kind of like your laser beam. Sometimes you need to blast off the old story, which is the congenital pain and anger. Mm-hmm. And I have a process that I take people through and can show you very easily to do this. And it's like kind of doing a hygiene for your spirit or for your emotional field. If you don't brush your teeth and, you know, shower, very quickly you'll be repulsive to the world, right? Well, a lot of people emotionally and spiritually in their lives, they've never had any sort of hygiene. So they're walking around with lots of like hidden agendas and identities. And they're like, I hope he really fails because I feel very bad inside. And if we have a process to clean that up, which this is what I like to show people now, then people walk around in a very, very different energy and life shows up different. If you walk into a room and you're angry and unhappy, your experience is going to be very different than somebody who walks in there open and free and love-giving. Your experience of your life will actually unfold differently, which really means that you're the one controlling the whole ship. It's not the world around you. It's you looking at your own reflection in the mirror. And so do your love push-ups.
So you call them love push-ups. So just to walk us through, though, a little bit. We have a few minutes here. That would be a great thing to help people to they could try tomorrow morning. Yeah, walk them through a little bit of the details of how to do that.
Well, let's make it a 7-day challenge for anybody listening out there that if you're hearing this, just this is just you and you, not anything to do with me. Make this agreement for 5 minutes and your bonus is more to do the love push-ups. So basically you're going to lay in bed and or in your chair or wherever you have some quiet moment. And if you need to schedule it, do that. But you lay there and I want you just to actually feel what's in your body. I want you to just feel what's going on, not in your mind. You may have to quiet your mind, meditate, however you like to do this, but feel whatever tension's there. And I want you to feel it. And I want you to kind of feel, what is the emotion of this feeling in my body? Is it, oh, I'm very stressed. You know, say it's that. It's pretty common that it is that. And so I want you to feel love for that. Feel love for the one that's stressed, right? And then I want you to feel love for the one that thinks, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm having to do this. So I want you to feel love for that, right? Then I want you to feel love for the one that is, you know, like got things to do and just really, and just honor yourself for the time that you're, what you're doing and honor yourself that you're actually trying something new and honor yourself that you've been through so much with your family and love each one of these little parts that come up. Is that kind of a little bit more clear?
Yeah, I love it. So it's the idea when the mind will say, well, I got to do this. This is crazy. What does this guy know? Whatever. You don't try to get rid of those thoughts. You don't try to say they're bad. You just love them as well.
Exactly.
Love that kind of part of you, whatever programming or whatever it is, you know.
And it's so cliche. We've got the T-shirt. We've seen the videos. But I'll tell you, I've been doing a lot of different types of things deeply for a long time. But this last year, some days I was having, you know, it'd start off at 4 hours. I was going into 15 and then became like visions and stuff that I didn't even get into. Mm-hmm. But really, really profound experiences. But one of the most profound for me has been just simply spending the time and loving. And here's a good question that if you have trouble getting this started is ask yourself, what are you fighting? What part of yourself are you fighting that if you surrendered would give you greater peace, much greater peace? Mm-hmm. And so for me, it was like, you know, whatever it is. And so love that piece of you that's fighting and acknowledge it that, you know what? It's okay that it's there. This congenital anger, this stuff has been passed down. I mean, my family came from the Scottish people that fought with Robert the Bruce against the king.
Yeah,
you know, and a lot of people are descendants of the Vikings, like in when I was in Iceland and the Faroes. I mean, not long ago, it was a really, really different world and a rough experience. And this is in your bloodline. This is in your lineage. And it sounds weird to some, but there's deep pain in my father from his father, who was a Marine drill sergeant. And I had to do a lot of love in me to heal that relationship deeper. And that's what's opened my heart up. And I know it can help so many if you'll do it.
Yeah. Well said. Dr. Karen Kirkendall, Patrick Timpone, OneRadioNetwork.com. Couple things and we'll wrap it up. Here's physicist, biologist, chemist, Dr. Gerald Pollack on far infrared saunas.
Infrared energy is what builds this fourth phase of water. And the idea of a sauna, you know, you go in and you sweat and you receive this infrared energy and you feel great after you come out. I felt the same, and so have so many people. And most of us think, well, you know, it's just some sort of psychological issue, and it might be. However, experimentally, we know that infrared energy builds the fourth phase. Your cells should be filled with this fourth phase, but you know, we tend to be somewhat dehydrated and missing some of this fourth phase. And so what happens is if you subject yourself to infrared, the infrared is absorbed by your body, absorbed by your cells, and it converts ordinary water to fourth phase water, and then you feel better.
How cool is that? Structuring the water in your body with the Relax Far Infrared Sauna. Well said, Patrick. Oh, that was me. We have a special deal going on with the sauna ongoing where Phil up in Momentum has given us permission to do a deal with you. And all you have to do is email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. We can't put it in print because of all kinds of price and, you know, just business stuff. But I can sell it to you for $9.95. And that's delivered continental U.S. We also have these beautiful little far infrared table lamps, which are great for the different sore muscles. And I've been having some good stuff happen with it in my little sciatica part two thing, you know, that I'm wrapping up here on planet Earth. And it's fun having a body, isn't it? And these are great. And so I can do a deal for the table lamp and the sauna for $11.95. That's delivered, $11.95 delivered continental. Or just a lamp for a couple $100, or just a sauna for $9.95, whatever you want. I'll work it out with you. Just email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. We've shipped them all over the world, and you'd be surprised of how cost-effective it is to do the shipping around the world. A couple $100 even to Europe, and then they come from the medical university in Taiwan with the proper plug for whatever country you live in, for a couple $100 extra. So generally, even if you live in Europe and listening today, where it's probably 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, well, we can get you one direct from Taiwan, and for a couple hundred, probably $11.95 delivered. So pretty cool, and it's great, and it's from One Radio Network. Just email me, and we'll work it out. You know what? I'm just going to skip a couple here because I'm just going to do it because I can and just go right back to Dr. Kirkendall here. Well, my goodness. What fun. I mean, what fun. Talk a bit about, before we go, that from a chiropractic, just some basic stuff, and how the structure and how the atlas and the axis and the subluxations and things, the part that the role that they play in our health, and encourage people to maybe get these things checked out if they're having a hard time healing.
Yeah. Well, just like we learned in school, is it's all about interference. And so if there's interference in the body, there's going to be an imbalance. And in the philosophy and in the science of chiropractic is, if there's interference in the nervous system, meaning if a vertebrae is out of position, it actually causes interference in the electrical wiring system, right? Not like a direct cut, or that would be called paralysis, but it's called neuropraxia. It's a chemical kind of effect where it doesn't function as high as it should. And so you're going to get C fiber pain, which is pain in the body, right? That is the C fibers, but alpha motor neurons and other types of afferent, like the sensing and receiving parts of the nervous system will also not function as well. Meaning, the philosophy is that if you have something out in your mid back, it can affect the stomach and affect your kidneys or your organs, right? Hmm. And so you see really, really incredible, incredible things. This is where the philosophy of chiropractic came from, by working with people and working with the nervous system and getting that interference out of the way. And that may not be the key or interference. It could be a bone, but that key interference in your body's nervous system could be you hate your job or your husband's a jerk and you need to fire him, right? You know, and so there's a
you're lot fired.
Of, yeah. So there's a lot of other things. And so some people say chiropractic saved my life. Hmm. Fish oil saved my life. Mm-hmm. Other people will say chiropractic and fish oil are snake oil. And the reason is because it wasn't the primary issue for the individual. So that's what circling the is like. Maybe you need to fire your shitty husband, if I can say that. Pardon my French. Or maybe you need to actually get an adjustment or take a supplement, you know, and it really depends on the individual. So I never am one as a proponent that says, oh, this is the one and only thing, but it is a powerful modality that I've seen do so much for. And I'm grateful to have that as my background. I'm so great. It's actually, I was very sick at 18. I almost died. And that's how I got into this work, is it saved my life. And I dedicated my life to it. Until
you're fired.
Thanks, Donald. Donald is—he always fires people. Donald, that's—I love it the way you said fire. You got to fire your husband or what? That's hilarious. You know, and that's really interesting about relationships. I mean, you know, one of my closest friends in the world—we used to be romantically involved. We're like closer now than we ever were. You know, like you say with your girlfriend and. It's so nice to be able to go in and out of relationships without, you know, making a big thing about it, you know, isn't it?
Well, this is the evolution of the soul they talk about, yeah. You know, and yeah. It's like, that's what it's about.
Yeah. 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 Not like in the movies where you're, you know, you're going to court.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. I used to be married. My wife, you know, my wife lives in California and I live in the car, you know, one of those stories.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, Doc, how are you going to stick around in Austin for a while before you go to and start building your thing in Costa Rica? That question two. Tell folks a little bit about the work that you can do with them if they'd like to contact you, regardless of where they live. We have listeners all over the world.
Sure. Well, I do a lot of work over the phone, and what I really love doing now is taking a really thorough background of what everything that's gone on with you, everything you've tried, getting really clear of what the biggest rocks are in your backpack on this journey we call life, and making a really powerful plan and creating accountability. So it's imagine working with a doctor that you really enjoy and has got the clinical experience, but somebody that's also going to be a mentor and a deep soul coach for you. That's the work I want to do. I don't want to just give people supplements and this. I want to take people through a process for you. This is your life, man. And as far as we know, the only thing we can prove right now is this is your one and only. So if you've got and you're ready to make a change and you hear that calling inside of yourself, then reach out, you know. And I do work over the phone. And I'm also bring people down on amazing adventures all over the world. And right now, the focus is Costa Rica. So if you like monkeys, you know, maybe come have a visit in the physical.
Oh, man. Sure. Yeah. A lot of monkeys and bananas and fruit. And did you find did you eat more fruit and lighter when you got in a place like Costa Rica or not?
Yeah. More fruit, more vegetables, you know, you know, but I eat pretty paleo, pretty light generally. And yeah, but there's a lot more of the tropical fruit. So you do eat a little more of that. And it's really great. Mm-hmm. It feels good for me down there.
Where are you? Where are you in the process of building an actual brick and mortar thing in there for?
Well, the land's already built up. I just talked to the landowner that we're co-creating with, and he's actually taking the property and taking it to a whole other level now. So we've already got really what we need. And he's got a very successful tent hostel business on another part of the property. So it's a beautiful piece of land surrounded by an epic lake and on a very beautiful side of Arenal. That's the quiet side up in the mountains. And it's unlike anything you've seen, and it's just fantastic. So we've got what we need. It's already ready.
It's already there? Oh, I'll be darned. And you can get internet good access, so you do Skype and stuff like that. And
Yep.
Cool.
So the merging of the worlds, the modern and the old.
Oh, I tell you what, boy, this is, it's moving fast, isn't it?
Yep.
LifeEmpowered.com is Dr. Kieran Kuykendall's website, and you can reach him through that, LifeEmpowered.com. We'll put on the link right on the front page, and I guess you got a contact thing and stuff right there on your website, right?
Yeah, I would fill out the Life Empowered like coaching form if you are interested. It's okay. Real short, and it'll let me know you're there.
And we just put a nice little video called Life Empowered Spot on the front page of One Radio Network. So after the show, you might want to look at that and check out some of what Dr. K is up to. Well, sir, thanks for your time. It's been an honor to have you here, and I'm going to see you real soon.
Thanks, Patrick. It was great to speak to you.
Thank you. Dr. Kieran Kuykendall, you spell it Kuykendall. Brandon's coming up right after we have a little, we're going to go to Russia.